colored people.
Okay. And what about people whose skin is the color of mine?
White.
Okay. See where we are here. This gets confusing.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, if a white person got mad with a colored person, what might he call him?
A nigger.
And if a colored person got mad with a white person, what?
Cracker.
Okay. Are you familiar with any other terms like that, that a colored person might call a white person? Have you ever heard buckra?
Buckra, yes, mm-hmm. I've heard those old people saying the buckra.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And that'd be about the same thing?
I guess so.
Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son broke it. You might say the man got awfully
mad.
Suppose you'd been working hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, "Man, I'm really
beat."
Okay, let's see what that one. The nurse at school sent a child home early because the child
sick.
If a person has a sick feeling down here, you'd say he feels sick.
In the stomach.
Mm-hmm. It's on the stomach or in the stomach?
On the stomach, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What do you call a noisy celebration right after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
What do you call that? What would you call that celebration? I don't know.
I wouldn't have a name for it either.
They just have a big time, throw shoes after them and rice and everything else.
What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, "You better behave or what'll get you?"
Ghosts. A boogerman. Boogerman.
How do you greet your friends on December the 25th?
Merry Christmas.
Are you familiar with any other greetings besides that for Christmas?
Merry Christmas or Happy Christmas.
Okay. If you have a very heavy suitcase to get from one place to another, you might say, "I certainly am glad I don't have to
tote."
What do you call a creature that has a very hard shell and it lives in the water and it can draw its legs and its head up inside its shell?
Turtle.
What would you call a similar creature that lives on the land?
You have the land turtle and then you have the water turtle.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, now what about terrapins?
Terrapins, they're in the water turtle.
Okay. And now are they different from turtles?
They're similar. They have this hard shell and all. They look like them.
Well, now what about cuttas?
I think they're similar.
Uh-huh. And are they water creatures, too?
Yes, they live in the water. Sometimes they come up, but they find themselves going back into the water.
And what about gophers? Do you have those here?
No, I have, seen those, the picture of them in the book, but I haven't seen them around here.
Okay. What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Chicken.
What do you call the center part of an egg?
The center of the yolk.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Chest.
What do you call a small flat-bottomed craft with oars that you use on a lake? Or on a river?
A bateau.
Okay. Now, does a bateau have a pointed bow?
Yeah.
Well, what would you call one that has a squared-off bow? Why do people use those in this area?
Squared-off bow.
Uh-huh.
Because this point, I know the bateau has this pointed, one part is pointed and one part, the back part is squared off. We call it a bateau.
Okay. What do you call the covering for a pillow?